You've heard some of this debate playing out already about the Texas economy being the shining star, the last bastion of the American dream, right? These are the kind of sound bites we're hearing now nationally. Talk about, as you see it, the reality on the ground here in Texas.
I think it can be summed up as just calling it the Texas Mirage and not the miracle. The reality is that we've got more minimum wage jobs in Texas than we've ever had, and that's been a big sector of the growth. The other piece of that is that we've been hiring more public sector and government employees over the past 10 years than any other state, and so that's going to give us some big boost in numbers. On top of that, we're about to see all those government and private or public sector jobs go away. We're about to go into effect on this new budget. It hits on September. It's going to take about 6 to 8 months. Going to move right into the peak of the political season, and all of a sudden these layoffs are going to happen across the board, and we're going to see really how strong this Texas economy is as we start to take out arguably 75,000 to 125,000 of these jobs. And that's about two-thirds of the growth that we've seen in Texas and the country over the past couple years. And are we going to be able to keep up with it with private sector growth? And I don't think we are.
We're in a, coming out of a recession. The argument that Governor Perry makes is that we're the last ones into the recession or the first ones out. And he's going to say that, look, you have thousands of people here moving here all the time because you can get a job in Texas. That is a difficult argument to overcome, isn't it, when you do have a situation around the country where most states, regardless of what our numbers are, specifically here in Texas, when they compare to what they have, they'd switch places with us in a heartbeat.
Would they, though? I mean, you look at states like Michigan and you look at states like Ohio and Pennsylvania where they have core strength in industrial jobs. So once the economy starts really moving again, you've got the steel mills putting together some steel and infrastructure there. You've got the auto industry having automobile manufacturing and manufacturing level jobs have been actually one of the fastest growing sectors of the economy. The fundamentals are there in sort of that Rust Belt, Central America, not Central America country, but center of the country jobs. And so would you want that to be the foundation of your local economy, or do you want it to be based on immigrant work and migratory work? Would you want it to be based on agriculture, even though we've had the worst droughts in Texas history? Would you want it to be based on oil and gas revenues when you can't actually control it? That's a federally controlled situation. So we actually aren't really in control of our own fate, and that's fine. But that means Rick Perry can't take all the credit for the things he didn't do. And he has to talk about these things that have come in, like people coming in from other states to do agricultural work, people coming in to work in oil rigs, people coming in to do these things. But these are transitory jobs, and they could leave just as easily as they can stick around.
What do you think is the chance that you have a real discussion nationally about the Texas economy, especially if Rick Perry becomes the nominee for the Republican Party? Do you think that that will get a fair hearing as far as what you have to say about it versus what maybe some on the more conservative side have to say? Or do you think, because of the media environment we're in, that the discussion will only really be about what we're seeing nationally and sort of this this comparison that some might think is just sort of it's almost cosmetic, right? It's just sort of a quick glance. Texas is doing better than the rest of the country, and that's all there is to it.
I think that if Texas continues to be doing better than the rest of the country, I think it gets a cosmetic look. But if it goes to be that Texas has been a lagging indicator and we're about to lay off all these folks, then I think that Texas is going to go under the microscope. I think the other really important thing to think about is that the Texas press corps has sat there and seen Rick Perry for 25 years. And so regionally, he's been under the microscope for a long time. Well, nationally, he's about to be put under the magnifying glass. He's going to have Politico and HuffPost and NBC and CBS and the Sunday morning talk shows and page one editorials all looking at what he's been doing. And that's a lot of scrutiny, a lot of pressure. And so while they may be looking at just the jobs information and the Texas economy and the Texas mirage, they're going to also find, how did he get all his money in public office? They're going to look it through and see why he did HPV vaccines as a mandatory vaccine. And thank God the legislature backed off on that. He's going to go into sonogram and abortion laws that he has passed and advocated for. So there's some social legislation that he's going to also be under scrutiny for. And I think that might quickly overshadow anything that has to do with the economic stuff that we're going to see.
You really do think that the in this environment, moving forward over the next 18 months or so, that any of these issues can overcome the economy? Because, I mean, that seems to be the discussion that everybody's having, right? That the economy is the only thing that matters in this election, and if not the only thing, certainly the number one thing, and whatever the next thing is a distant second.
It's clear when you look at the conversation being had inside the primary that the Republican primary is very disconnected from the will of the people and what they really want. People want us to focus on jobs and improving the economy. But as you saw in that last Republican debate, they're jockeying right now to be the front runner. And the field is really wide open. That's why Rick Perry got in. That's why there's talks that Chris Christie might look at it again and that even Paul Ryan might look at it again. This field is really, really flexible and really sort of fungible right now. So the longer this goes, the more that Michelle Bachmann and Mitt Romney and Rick Perry are going to have to fight each other for that top seed. And I think they all agree on the economy. So then how do they show that they're different? Well, that's the social issues. And I think that that's really clear just looking at comparing Mitt Romney to Rick Perry. And how are they going to show that contrast? So I think that while everybody else is concerned about this economy and everybody's concerned about how they're going to make a living, that doesn't seem to be where the Republican Party wants to have this conversation.
All right. Matt Glaser, you can check him out. He's at Progress Texas or at progresstexas.org. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.